dummy of the day is coming up in about 15 minutes. A mom trying to avoid being arrested. She tried to trick the cops and say she was somebody else. Who did she try to say she was? Well, you'll find out about that coming up here on Radio Now. You can be anonymous at 833-563-2539. Or if you're proud of it, just call on in and give us your name. But we would like to know the following. You're an adult, but still have to hide this from your parents. I feel like this will be mainly women, but I'm sure there's some guys out there that can also fall into the situation of being an adult, but still having to hide something from your parents or your family, something like that.
And even while you're doing it, you're like, I know I'm not 16 and this is so stupid, but I'm still hiding it. I have a girlfriend, one of my friends, she's like in her early 30s, and she is hiding that she smokes from her parents.
Oh my gosh, has she been smoking? She's like 18
she's
or is this a recent
smoking
thing?
Yeah, it's so funny, and she doesn't want to stay at like her parents' house go away. We were talking about spring break already and all those things because she's like, then I still have to hide this from my parents because they would get mad at me. I don't think, you know, obviously smoking is terrible for your health, but I was just like, it's so funny to me because she's like 32 and she still has to hide it from her mom and dad so they don't get mad at her.
What are they going to do? Are they going to ground her?
I don't know.
That's the thing I don't understand, and maybe you can explain that to me. If you are hiding something from your parents or your family, like, why are you hiding it? What's the reason behind it? Maybe it's because my family's so open, like, there's not really much to hide, so I don't have to worry about that. 833-563-2539. Like, what's the worst thing that would happen, Mackenzie, if her parents found out she smokes?
I have no idea. I also have other friends that hide that they live together. And I know, Liv, we were talking about this too, like she can't live with her boyfriend because her parents would get upset. It's kind of like the same thing, like not that she's not living with her boyfriend, she's not hiding it, but
good
I do
recovery,
have friends.
Good recovery, good recovery.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying a lot of people just don't want to upset or disappoint their parents. I think it stems from childhood.
I get that, and I understand parents doing that sometimes. Like I've heard with different friends where the parents will leverage if they're assisting them or helping them out. They will be like, well, if you don't do my wishes, I will take away this from you, something that you need, you know, that like you need their help with. I was just talking to a friend the other day and his wife, and even on their wedding night, because it was and I didn't understand this, because it was the parents' house, they still, I don't understand it. They didn't want them to sleep in the same bedroom, even though they were officially married. I think it didn't,
really?
According to them, like it didn't take effect to the next day. But that's the thing I don't get. Like with my wife, Lindsay, when we go on vacation every 2 or 3 years, we go with her family to Costa Rica. And it's funny how like the oldest person has to do something, but the younger generation gets away with it. My wife and I were not allowed to sleep in the same room. Well, she was just my girlfriend at
the
time.
It's like a respect thing.
But here's my thing. Doesn't the respect change if you're a 30-year-old adult?
You would
you're
think
not 13.
So.
You're 30 years old. I pay my
own
bills.
It's so stupid. I know.
833-563-2539. Can somebody call in and please explain this to me? And if, like I said, if you want to be anonymous, you're more than welcome to be anonymous. I don't want to put your personal business out there.
Disguise your voice.
If they're actually listening, it's just, I mean, do you guys have any other things that people you know? Because this blows my mind.
I'm just thinking of being, I mean, I am a mom. And so my little Lucy, when she gets older, I just don't want her to feel like she has to hide anything as to not disappoint me or I won't judge her. I think that's the most important thing for me is just total transparency. I'm not going to judge her because I love her no matter what. I just want her to be, if she needs me, I want her to be open and honest. I just feel like there's so much pressure, especially like older generations, like you just don't want to disappoint. And I think that's so hard because you can't be authentic.
Are you hiding stuff right now? Do you feel like as an adult, like from your like people in your life that you have to?
Me?
Yeah. Like, sorry to put you out on Front Street like that, but like, like me, honestly, I don't feel like I don't feel like I'm hiding anything from my mom or my mother and father-in-law. Obviously, it's not their business, but I don't feel like I'm really hiding anything. But I think maybe I'm just like the abnormal person here.
I think as you grow older, it's different from being like in your 20s to your 30s. I don't feel the need to sacrifice my happiness to make other people feel comfortable.
That's
and
a
that's
good feeling.
Something that you graduate and as you get older and older, I'm sure like, and then into your 40s and 50s, I'm sure it's even more, but I make my peace of mind and my happiness a priority. I don't really care if it makes other people uncomfortable at this point. And it took a while to get there because I'm a people pleaser. I'm a middle child. I want everyone to feel good and be happy, but it's like everyone's going to judge you anyway, no matter what you do. So you might as well live your life for you.
I cannot believe that we are not getting anybody calling in even anonymously about this because I know, well, there we go. I was like, I know people are going through this. Hey, good morning. Who is this? Do you want to be anonymous real quick? You're on the air.
No, I'm fine. Christian.
All right, Christian, can you explain this? Like, do you have something you're hiding or do you have a comment? What's the story?
I did until recently. I that I smoked for my mother. I'm 50.
Oh, my gosh. Now, have you been smoking since you were, like, a kid, like 18?
Yeah.
Do you think that she knew you smoked?
Well, No.
You hit it
that
well.
She did before. She thought I quit.
Okay. Oh. Now, did you hide it because you just don't want her to worry about you? Or why are you hiding this as an adult?
Maybe embarrassed because you quit.
I was sick of hearing her bitch about it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, then I think that a lot of people could probably agree with that one, too. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. It's a tough thing. I thought people being anonymous, you'd have more courage to call in because, man, I hear people all the time. They've got all these juicy stories about how they hide everything. And to me, it's frustrating as a person that has an open thing and you're talking about you got to live your life and do your thing. It's like, how do people do that? Like
I have tons of friends that are hiding lots of things. I have a friend that she has a man that her parents don't approve of, and then she had to hide, like she hides when she hangs out with him. And she's not like 18.
What's she going to do if she gets pregnant? Surprise!
I think the big thing is a lot of people, like this last caller said, they just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to have to deal with the circumstances, so they just don't. They don't.
All right, you know
divulge.
What? Now we're finally getting some phone calls. See, come on, you anonymous people, call us 833-563-2539. You're an adult, but you still have to hide what from your parents? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Well, I've learned something here working at Radio Now. If you're the squeaky wheel and you whine and you complain, sometimes you get what you want or everybody hates you. We've got some phone calls, though, that I want to get to right now because we want to know, you're an adult, but you still hide this from your parents. 833-563-2539. If you'd like to be anonymous, certainly can do that. I'm going to go to line number 5 this morning. I believe they want their name out there. I don't mind. So is this Sarah?
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, what is it? You're an adult, but you still hide this from your parents.
Well, it's not me, it's my boyfriend.
Okay.
And it's how we met. So we met online, and he told his parents that we met in person at a coffee shop.
Aw, just because you didn't want the judgment?
That's what I think, because he had been single for, like, a really long time, and I guess he didn't want to just, like, admit to his parents that, like, yeah, I was online, and this is how we met. Because, you know, there's still that stigma of meeting someone online.
Yeah, the coffee shop scenario just sounds cuter.
Are you okay with that, though? Like, you don't take it personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go to line number 1 this morning. I don't have your name. Do you want to be anonymous, line number 1? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, do you want to be anonymous?
Hey, yes,
okay.
I do.
No problem. Anonymous, you're an adult, but still hide this from your parents. What is it?
So it is not actually me, but I know 2 people with 2 different stories. The one person actually is pregnant, and she might be pregnant with twins. She's still in, like, the early stages.
Wow.
But she's hiding it from her parents because she already has 4 kids, and she's only 25.
Well, she's not going to be able to hide it for long.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Right. Oh, I know.
Bless her heart, though. I hate that she has to carry that around, I mean, while she's dealing with pregnancy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and it's really hard. And, like, I'm trying to be, like, you know, nice and trying to, like, help her in any way that I can. And, like, I don't know her, like, home life or anything, so I don't know if her parents actually do know now because she has had a couple doctor's appointments. But, yeah, so there's the one story. The other story is my one friend who I've been friends with for such a long time. She hid her relationship because of the age difference and the fact that her parents didn't approve of their relationship. He, I guess, was a teacher and, like, had some, like, legal issues. Like, he was accused of something that he did not do, and they found out, like, her parents found out about that, and they're like, oh, my gosh, she's such a bad person. But they've, like, still been together, and they've been together for, like, 6-7 years now.
What is
6 or 7 years?
What's the age difference for those two?
They're, like, 12 years apart.
Okay, it's not bad. If you would have been, like, 42
yeah.
years.
But if you Google him, does that pop up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it does. Yeah, I've never tried it because I take people, like, face value. So, like, I've never tried to, like, look into it because he was, like, open and honest with me about it because we all are involved in a hobby together. So, like, he told me about that, and I was like, oh, okay, but, like, I take people for face value, and he does not seem like that type of person to do that. And so I know that it was definitely, like, a girl trying to get a, attention type of stuff.
Yeah, now, listen, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't delve deep and ask these questions.
So about this hobby.
What's the hobby you're all involved in? What are you guys doing?
Civil War reenacting.
Oh, that's cool. Our minds just went everywhere.
It's so weird, but yeah.
I thought we had another furry situation. We're like, we do a cos thing of furries and Civil War.
We just had to ask.
I'm a furry Abraham Lincoln.
Is that old guy good at it because he was there during the Civil War?
Wait, repeat the question.
She's just playing with you.
Okay, I could ask 100 questions right there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, when you're vague, thank you, Anonymous. I've got to do the follow-up. I'm not doing my job if I don't get those answers. Let's do one more. I think it's line number 3 is Anonymous. So, hey, if you're calling in to be Anonymous this morning, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, good morning, Anonymous. What are you, as an adult, still hiding from your parents?
My whole family is Christian, but I'm not. And last time I talked to my mom about it, and I'm 25, mind you, she was going to kick me out, and my 4-year-old daughter.
That is so tough, because it's like, I understand people have beliefs and they worry about their family, but at the same time, no matter what your religion is, it's like, wait a minute, where does it say to kick that person out if they don't believe? I don't get that part of it, you know?
So do you still live there right now?
Yeah, I have to. I can't afford to live on my own. I'm still in school, and I work full time.
All right, well,
bless your heart.
I would say I'd pray for you, but I don't think you'd really do much for you.
Keep going. You got this. You'll have your own place in no time, and it'll be so much more relaxing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
the plan. You got it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I know that's awkward, but that's what I usually go to. I'll pray for you, but, I mean, she doesn't really pray. So
she might.
So there's
Maybe
that.
She meditates.
She does. She does something with that. Oh, well, hey, thank you guys so much for your calls.